I'm here with Paul Riley, Secretary to the Accounts Commission, to talk about a new report on East Renfrewshire Council. Paul, first of all, can you tell me what this report is about?
Sure. It's the third in our new best value assurance reports, which the Commission is rolling out across the country over the next 5 years. We want our audit to give local people a more rounded and detailed view on how their council is doing, so that they can be better informed and better involved in shaping the key services that they rely on. Every council in Scotland will have one of these reports at least every 5 years, and our annual audit work will also reflect this more rounded approach.
So what have you found?
Well, it's now 12 years since the last report of this kind on East Renfrewshire Council, and the Commission is encouraged at the progress that's been made since then. The council remains one that is high performing, but its councillors need to be more prominent in dealing with the tough challenges that lie ahead.
What is it doing well?
School education stands out. The past 6 years have seen significant improvements in the percentage of pupils gaining five or more awards at level six, including those from more deprived backgrounds. Overall, the council's clear vision and priorities are well supported by its councillors and officers, and also by partner organisations that it works with to provide services. The council's priorities are largely, but not uniformly, reflected in good service performance. So it's more of a mixed picture in other areas, for example, in meeting the costly backlog of road repairs and promoting economic development.
Where can it do better?
Currently, East Renfrewshire is in a strong financial position, with high reserves and low borrowing. However, it consistently underspends its budget for services. A well-planned budget is crucial to help deal with the spending challenges that lie ahead.
So how can it improve?
Well, all councils in Scotland are facing such tough spending challenges. In East Renfrewshire's case, with a growing population as well. The council has identified savings of £26 million by 2020-21, and it's consulting with local people on a range of options to achieve them. The Commission's key point here is that councillors themselves need to play a more prominent and transparent role in managing change and scrutinising performance. Such ownership is needed as they take the difficult decisions that lie ahead.
Paul, thank you very much. And the report is available to download from our website, audit-scotland.gov.uk.